Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Wednesday, February 26, 2025.
Elon Musk's challenge to federal workers. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, recently issued a bold challenge to federal employees in the United States, demanding they justify their jobs in response to an email. Ignoring this request could be seen as resignation, creating uncertainty across various federal agencies. While some, like the U.S. Treasury Department, directed employees to comply, others, including the Pentagon, advised against it. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management ultimately told agencies that employees could ignore Musk's email. This situation is part of Musk's initiative, the Department of Government Efficiency, which aims to simplify government operations and has already led to over 20,000 job cuts. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has frozen billions in foreign assistance, causing significant disruptions. Musk's actions raise questions about his authority and possible legal consequences, prompting labor unions to challenge his demands in court. As this story unfolds, it highlights the ongoing conflict between government efficiency and the rights of federal workers, raising important questions about the future of employment in the U.S. government.
Ukraine's recovery needs. Ukraine faces a staggering recovery need of $524 billion, according to a report from the World Bank, the United Nations, and the European Commission. This amount is nearly three times the expected economic output for 2024 and highlights a 70% increase in damage to the country's energy infrastructure due to ongoing Russian attacks. Direct damage from these assaults has reached $176 billion, impacting over 2.5 million households and severely affecting key sectors like housing and transport. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal noted that recovery needs are rising as the conflict continues. The Ukrainian government has set aside $7.37 billion for urgent recovery efforts in 2025, but there remains a funding shortfall of nearly $10 billion. The report emphasizes the critical need for international support to help Ukraine rebuild and recover from this humanitarian crisis.
Urgent call for increased funding to compete with China. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and national security officials are sounding the alarm about China's rapid advancements in technology. They are urging Congress to increase financial support for the National Science Foundation, or NSF, by at least $16 billion for the fiscal year 2025 to keep the U.S. competitive. This call comes after 170 employees were laid off at the NSF due to budget cuts, with more layoffs potentially on the horizon. China now leads in 57 out of 64 essential technologies, a significant shift from just three areas between 2003 and 2007. This trend raises serious concerns about U.S. national security and economic strength. The officials highlighted the NSF's Technology, Innovation and Partnerships Office, established in 2022, as vital for turning research into practical applications that enhance military capabilities. With over 20% of TIP staff affected by layoffs, the agency's mission is at risk. The ongoing rivalry between the United States and China in technology could reshape future global dynamics and conflicts. What does this mean for the future of technology in America?
Putin and Trump seek cooperation amid Ukraine crisis. Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging closer ties with the United States to tackle the ongoing Ukraine crisis. In a recent interview, he emphasized the need for mutual trust between the two nations. This follows a phone call with former U.S. President Donald Trump and discussions in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Putin noted that U.S. aluminum companies in Russia are already seeing considerable profits, suggesting that trade could thrive despite current tensions. He criticized Trump's recent 25% tariff on U.S. steel and aluminum imports, linking it to sanctions he believes harm global trade. Putin also stressed the importance of European involvement in negotiations, showing openness to their participation. The Ukraine crisis, which began with Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, has strained relations with the West. However, these recent talks could signal a shift toward more constructive engagement, potentially reshaping U.S.-Russia relations and the future of the Ukraine crisis. What could this mean for global security?
Trump administration's new immigration policy. On February 25, 2025, the Trump administration rolled out a new immigration policy in the United States. This rule requires immigrants living in the U.S. illegally to register with the federal government, facing hefty fines and possible jail time for noncompliance. The Department of Homeland Security emphasized the importance of knowing who is in the country to keep all Americans safe. The policy specifically targets immigrants over 14 who haven't been fingerprinted or registered when applying for a U.S. visa. Those staying for 30 days or more must register and get fingerprinted. Once registered, immigrants over 18 must carry proof of registration at all times. This announcement follows President Donald Trump's declaration of illegal immigration at the Mexico border as a national emergency. The administration aims to strictly enforce immigration laws, reversing the more lenient practices of the previous administration. This new rule could put immigrants under a microscope, leading to increased fear and scrutiny within communities, reflecting Trump's ongoing focus on strict immigration enforcement since his 2016 campaign.
Impeachment trial of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. The impeachment trial of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is nearing its dramatic conclusion, focusing on his controversial declaration of martial law on December 3, 2022. Yoon claimed this was a precautionary measure, but critics argue it represents government overreach, drawing comparisons to past dictators like Park Chung-hee and Chun Doo-hwan. In the final arguments, lawmakers from the South Korean parliament pushed for Yoon's removal, stating his actions threaten the country's democratic values. If the Constitutional Court agrees with the impeachment, Yoon will be removed from office, and a new presidential election must be held within 60 days. The court's decision will come from a panel of 8 judges, who are expected to deliberate for several days. Yoon's martial law lasted only 6 hours before he rescinded it, insisting that nothing significant occurred during that time. This trial has sparked public interest and debate over the balance of power in South Korea, highlighting a tense political climate between the ruling party and the opposition. The outcome could reshape the political landscape and impact the future of democracy in the country.
Hamas agreement on Palestinian prisoner release. Hamas has reached a significant agreement in Cairo, Egypt, to release Palestinian prisoners, addressing the delay in freeing over 600 detainees. This release will happen alongside the return of Israeli hostages' bodies, marking a crucial step in the ongoing negotiations. Khalil al-Haya, the Gaza chief of Hamas, led the talks and reaffirmed the group's commitment to the ceasefire despite rising tensions between Hamas and Israel. The ceasefire, which began on January 19, 2025, has been supported by the United States and facilitated by Egypt and Qatar. It includes the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for around 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. So far, 29 Israeli hostages and 5 Thai hostages have been freed, while the bodies of 4 more Israeli hostages are still pending handover. The conflict has resulted in devastating losses, with over 48,000 Palestinian deaths reported since the escalation began after a Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. Israel insists that Hamas cannot be part of Gaza's future governance, while Hamas has expressed a willingness to discuss its role in future leadership.
Israeli airstrikes in southern Syria. On February 25, 2025, Israeli warplanes launched precision strikes on military targets in southern Syria, specifically in Kizwe and Dara. These airstrikes aimed at facilities believed to store weapons, reflecting Israel's ongoing efforts to counter threats from militant groups linked to the Syrian regime. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz stated that these actions are part of a new strategy to maintain security and prevent hostile forces from gaining a foothold near Israel's borders. As geopolitical tensions rise, various factions continue to vie for control in the Syrian civil war. Residents in Damascus reported hearing low-flying aircraft followed by loud blasts, highlighting the immediate impact on the local community. Israel has conducted numerous airstrikes over the years, primarily targeting Iranian forces and their allies. With military actions ongoing, the situation remains complex, raising questions about the future stability of the region.
U.S. stock market update. Mixed results and economic concerns. On February 25, 2025, U.S. stocks showed varied outcomes as investors reacted to rising financial instability. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices hit one-month lows, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 159.95 points, closing at 43,621.16. A report from the conference board revealed about an 11% drop in market trust, the steepest decline since August 2021, as consumers grew anxious about government policies. Market analysts noted it was a day when investors were being extra careful. The Fear Index, which measures market fluctuations, spiked to its highest level since January 27, signaling increased anxiety. In the tech sector, Nvidia faced scrutiny due to U.S. government restrictions on chip exports to China, leading to a 2.8% drop in its stock price. Conversely, shares of Li Auto jumped by 13.2% after unveiling its first electric SUV, showcasing growth in the electric vehicle market. Overall, trading volume on U.S. exchanges reached 16.32 billion shares, reflecting active trading amid this mixed market performance. What does this mean for your investments? Stay tuned as we explore the implications of these market shifts.
U.S. and Ukraine minerals deal. On February 25, 2025, the United States and Ukraine finalized a major minerals deal to boost Ukraine's economy amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. Although the agreement doesn't include specific U.S. security guarantees, it emphasizes America's commitment to Ukraine's independence. President Donald Trump announced that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C., to sign what Trump describes as a very big deal. This deal creates a reconstruction investment fund, where Ukraine will contribute half of its revenue from minerals and hydrocarbons until reaching $500 billion. Ukraine holds 22 of the 34 critical minerals identified by the European Union, including essential resources for electric vehicle batteries. This agreement highlights the complex relationships in the region, as the U.S. seeks to support Ukraine while managing its ties with Russia. As the situation develops, the effects of this minerals deal will be closely monitored, potentially shaping Ukraine's recovery and the broader dynamics in Eastern Europe.
Judge blocks Trump administration's funding freeze. A U.S. District Judge, Loren Alikhan, has blocked the Trump administration's effort to freeze federal funding. This decision comes amid concerns that the administration could pause trillions of dollars in financial support for essential programs. Judge Alikhan, appointed by President Joe Biden, stressed the need for a temporary court order to safeguard nonprofits and small businesses from potential harm. Controversy began when the Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, directed federal agencies to halt spending on financial assistance. Although the OMB later withdrew this directive after facing lawsuits, the judge noted that the core issue of the funding freeze remained. In her ruling, Judge Alikhan criticized the freeze as poorly conceived, highlighting the lack of a solid legal basis for such a sweeping action. This ruling could reshape how federal funding is distributed, impacting vital services for everyday Americans.
G20 meeting in Cape Town. A crucial moment for global cooperation. Finance ministers and central bankers from the Group of 20 or G20 are set to meet in Cape Town, South Africa, on February 26 and 27, 2025. This gathering comes amid serious international conflicts and the absence of key figures, raising questions about the effectiveness of their discussions. The G20, which includes 19 countries and the European Union, aims to tackle urgent issues like climate finance, debt relief for poorer nations, and rising economic inequality. President Cyril Ramaphosa has stressed that wealthier nations have a duty to support those less responsible for climate change. Notably, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and EU Economy Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis will not attend, focusing instead on domestic matters. Their absence highlights the challenges of agreeing on global goals, especially regarding climate finance and economic reforms. Historically, the G20 has been a platform for international cooperation, but the current geopolitical landscape complicates these discussions. Some analysts suggest that without the United States, other nations might find new opportunities to collaborate on pressing issues. The outcomes of this meeting could significantly shape global economic policies and impact how poorer nations address climate change and economic challenges. The world will be watching closely as these leaders gather to discuss the future of global cooperation.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.